إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم ووالهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألا وإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، إخوة الإسلام والإيمان، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل والاعتصام بحبله المتين قرآن الله كتابه وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهذا حبل الله المتين وصراطه المستقيم وهديه القويم، فمن أعرض عن ذلك فإن له معيشة ضنكا ويحشره الله عز وجل يوم القيامة أعمى. Dear brothers and sisters, I advise you and myself with holding fast to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah, the Quran, and the Sunnah, and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is truly the straight path of Allah. This is truly the stronghold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever rejects that, whoever goes away from that, he will have a miserable life, and he will be resurrected, as Allah said in the Quran, in the day of judgment, as blind. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from blindness in this life and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the guidance of his book and of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah unite us, and may Allah give us victory, and may Allah grant us guidance and grant us his victory. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, the last khutbah, we spoke about the second way or the second method of shaitan to approach us, which is through innovation in religion and bid'ah. And as they started the khutbah, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to start his khutbah, وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Any innovation in religion not based on the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a bid'ah, is an innovation. And it will lead to deviation, and it will lead the person to go astray, away from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are speaking about. And it will end him or her with hellfire in the hereafter. In this life, the punishment will be misguided, will be misled. They will go away from the straight path, and the punishment in the hereafter will be hellfire. May Allah save us all from the hellfire. And we spoke about that thing, inshallah, will finish the subject. And we saw how, through many ahadith and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before that, the verses of Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showed us the importance and the seriousness of following the way and the only way Allah showed through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. than that, you will go astray for sure. Because al-hawa, the desire, will enter. And will interfere in everything we are doing. And if each and every one of us follow his desire, we will get lost for sure. Because this is the weakness of human beings. لما خلق الله ابن آدم خلق فيه ضعفه وقوته. When Allah created Adam, He created his weaknesses and his strength. There is points of weaknesses and points of strength. Of strength. Not like angels only worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't practice the life like we do. But they are just created to worship Allah. But we are created with a choice. خلقنا باختيار لنا اختيار وهدانا الله النجدين وهديناه النجدين. Allah guided us along the straight path and He showed us the right and the wrong, the evil and the good. So you choose and you will be responsible about your choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه. This is my straight path, you have to follow it. But how we follow it? So He sent us the Rusul or the Anbiya or the Prophets and Messengers. فأرسل لنا الأنبياء والرسل كي نعرف ونهدي السبيل باتباع ما يعز وجل. So we can know the real way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we choose certain people from among us and He gives them the way. Through them and through them only, we have to figure out this is the way. Not any other way. Because Allah did not choose all of us and spoke to all of us. He chose one person from each tribe. And Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last one for all. So if we really want to follow, we have to believe in Allah. We believe that He sent Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the haq, with the truth. And His way is the only way to practice the deen and to understand what is the real meaning of straight path of Allah. So whoever decides later on that there is another way, he is doing two things. Number one, objecting to the will of Allah. Objecting to the will of Allah. Rejecting the will of Allah. Saying that Allah is not right. Astaghfirullah. And I know it. Number two, following his own desire. Which Allah sent you the messengers in the beginning of the book to save you from it. From your own desire. And أرسل الله الرسل والكتب لكي تقي الإنسان من هواه. فعندما يتبع الإنسان هواه فإنه يعترض على مشيئة الله عز وجل. So he's objecting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is putting himself as a sharif to Allah in the Sharia. He is associating himself with Allah in laying down the foundation. He is associating himself with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in laying down the practice, laying down the practice. So seeing the book of Allah is okay, but I have my own way. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fine, but I have my own way. So this is shirk al-hawa. أفرأيت من اتخذ إلى هو هواء. الله تنسي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Do you see Muhammad? Whoever takes his desire as his God, he left. So desire can be God. When you don't follow God, you follow desire. Either this or that. Either this or that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He spoke about this, He spoke, وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. إما تحكم وإما تتبع الهوى، إما حكم الله وإما الهوى، واحمل الدين. ليس هناك لون رمادي في المسلم. Either you judge with what Allah gave you or you judge with their desire. So there is nothing in between, there is no gray area. Either this or that. This means you follow the package of Allah gave you. That one, that means you completely reject that. But picking and choosing, it will end up nothing. Confused, confused. You did not finish the whole course. You did not take the whole package. And we saw how, subhanAllah, through the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was strict with his companions to draw their attention and put in their mind that even the things they are advised to do, the things they are allowed to do not exceed the limits. Do not exceed the limits. So you fall short later on of practicing it. حتى ما يباح كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينصح أصحابه بعدم الزيادة فيه فهل يسمح لهم بالبدعة؟ If رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم advised his Sahaba, his companions, not to exceed the limit in the عباد, in the worship of Allah, do you think he would allow them to add to the religion? Even the things there, he's telling them, take it easy on yourself. So you think that he needs something else to put there? And he did dealt seriously with the three Sahaba who came, and they would do more. Rasulullah said, no, my sunnah is this way, and that's it. Whoever rejects my sunnah is not my follower. And the many different situations we mentioned just remind me of that. There is other incident through the life of Rasulullah showed us how this deen is perfect, and we cannot understand the Quran, we cannot understand the real meaning of being a Muslim except through the teachings and the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah. لا يتسنى لنا فهم القرآن إلا بالسنة. لا. القرآن and the Sunnah. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه said, إذا جادلكم أهل الرأي بالقرآن فخذوهم بالسنة. If the people who use their intellect to argue with you with verses of the Quran, and always you will hear that now, where is that the Quran? Did Allah say the Quran? No, okay, I don't do it. So Umar ibn Khattab said, خذوهم بالسنة. Tell them that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So a person who wants the real understanding of Islam, the real understanding of the Sirat al-Mustaqim, he has to go and read the Sunnah of Rasulullah, most of us abandon. We don't know that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing here for the masjid. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing when he's giving khutbah. What he used to advise the Sahaba when they are listening to him. How he used to instruct them the etiquette of asking questions. The etiquette of advising the brother. The etiquette of accepting the advice. Do we know that? And if we do we follow it? And if we are not following, are we not following it? Because we objected, we don't like what Rasulullah said. We don't think that it is okay for us. It's okay for them, but not for us. Dangerous situation. Very dangerous situation. So that's why when you go to the Sunnah, you will find beautiful things. Said Aisha radiallahu anhu wa arda, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi عندما سئل عن تفسير قوله سبحانه وتعالى لرسوله وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم قالت كان خلق القرآن. Living example of Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is his Sunnah. The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you stick to the Sunnah, you will know the bid'ah. You will know the innovation in the deen, innovation in the religion. And you will know that it is nonsense. It has nothing to do. It doesn't have anything really. Because the Sunnah envelops everything, encompasses everything, covers everything. Sunnah تحتوي على كل شيء. لا يحتاج إلى بدعة ولا يبتدع إلا جاهل بالسنة. لا يبتدع إلا جاهل بالسنة. That no one will make an innovation in the religion except he is ignorant in the Sunnah. He did not see what the Sunnah does to handle this certain problem, so he thinks it is not in the deen of Islam, so he comes up with something new. But if really a person who is knowledgeable about the Sunnah, or is sticking to someone who is knowledgeable about the Sunnah, he does not need an innovation. Allah gives you the whole package. Why you go to somebody else? And to see through the life of Rasulullah, for example, how he deals with the people. How we deal with the people. That is a sunnah for us. Sometimes we have one rule for everyone. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Maybe we'll say it's a hypocrisy. No. There is a very thin hair, there is a very thin line between hypocrisy and wisdom. Sometimes, you know, you should deal with people with wisdom according to their mentality and the hypocrisy as well. There is a very thin line. That's why it is very simple to understand. Why you are dealing with him like that? Because you are afraid that you will lose something, business, or dealing with them, that is hypocrisy. But if you are dealing with wisdom out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is wisdom. I don't have nothing to do with you, but I'm still advising you that way, because this is the way it goes with you. I'll give you an example from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran to Rasulullah, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ قَوْضًا غَلِيظًا قَلْبِ لَمْ فَقْضُوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَعْفُ عَنْهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And if you are hard-hearted, tough-hearted person, Allah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would go away from you. You wouldn't have that court of Sahaba around you, sticking to you. So you be nice to them. And forgive them when they do something sometimes. وَشَوَرُوا أَنْ consult them. Sure among them. And you take the decision. So Allah giving in that verse, the way He deals with His Sahaba, the way He deals when they make mistakes, the way to consult them, and then at the end, you are the Amir making the decision. All the community in one person, subhanAllah. All the community appears in one person. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam understood the message. And the way he did with his close Sahaba, he sometimes restricted them. Because when you have a very smart spirit, you want him to be perfect, so you restrict on him, not the others. Others you want to bring in. Some people, they don't come to the masjid. You don't go and tell them, you will go to the hellfire if you don't come to the masjid. They are not coming anyways. So they will say, okay, we are in hellfire fire. But you go and get closer and closer and bring them, show them the real good of a Muslim, how good of a Muslim you are, until they come with you. But the people who are coming to the masjid, it is already established, you have to deal with them in a closer manner. Some they will accept. It is not because you are advised hard to leave the masjid. No, they will still come to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two examples to give you how to deal with the people. So with his sahaba he deals in a certain way. When someone comes from outside, a Bedouin, an ignorant person, a person rough or tough, he deals with him in a certain other way. Because he is not close to Rasulullah to learn daily etiquette. So if you make a mistake, you will tell him, no, I taught you this. You have to understand. Abdullah ibn Umar, in the Khattab radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar, كان في مرة قابله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه ثياب أحمر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم met him one time while he is dressing a very dark red dress, long dress. And this is also the explanation of how it's called red. It means no other color in it. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went away from him. He didn't even look. So Abdullah ibn Umar realized that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم doesn't like that color on men. Does not like it. So he went home and he finds his family baking, taking bread. So they have fire in there. So he threw the fiyab there and he went to Rasulullah Sallam with a nice, good, nice dress. So Rasulullah Sallam smiled at him and he said, what did you do with the red dress? So he told him, Rasulullah, I burned it. He said, why you did that? Why you did that? You have to give it, you could have given it to your family to benefit from it. To benefit from it. So Rasulullah Sallam is teaching him, but in the beginning,